Hey, everybody. Welcome. Steve Wollenhaus here, your host on Anatomy of Success. Glad you joined us this week. To be less stressed out, do these seven things is the topic of our conversation this week. So glad you joined us. Let's get started. Welcome back, everybody. Again, this is Anatomy of Success, and I'm your host, Steve Wollenhaus. Glad you joined us. If it's your first time, welcome. Hope you come back. Hope you like the show. And for those that keep coming back, boy, we greatly appreciate your ongoing commitment and hope you're finding these short episodes beneficial. As you know, always appreciate a subscription to the podcast right there on your podcast player. And then a rating and a review is always appreciated as well. Then swing over to weatherology.com. That's my business page. You'll find the Weatherology mobile app, learn a bit more about my company. And then you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, as well as on LinkedIn at the top of my personal page under About Us at weatherology.com. Stress right now is very high. I notice it in a lot of people. I can tell in their demeanor, their disposition. Normally pleasant people are being adversely affected by lockdowns, economic disparity, the stress, the anxiety that coincides with political dissension. It really does take its toll on people, and especially young kids. Very concerned about young kids as they try to meander through this time in life where interaction with other kids is so critically important, but that's been removed from them by no fault of their own. Education is suffering. Kids aren't learning very much online. All the research supports that. So for everybody's benefit, boy, I hope we get back to some sense of normal, whatever that is, at some point fairly soon. Myself, personally, I deal really well, quite candidly, with times like this because my mindset for so many decades has been locked into personal improvement. And I've been through so many setbacks, not only personally, but in business, not so many setbacks, but the constant challenge of growing, evolving, and adapting keeps me on my toes. And even though there's been some days where I think, boy, I miss having dinner with my friends. I miss going out, hugging people that I haven't seen for a while, going to the gym, which I get to do, but you have your mask on and so few people are going there because they're still afraid. Bottom line is stress is high. Many of us struggling with it. So why is it so difficult to mitigate the influence of stress when many of the remedies are so easily accessible to us? At Yale University, they have discovered that stress reduces gray matter in the portion of our brain responsible for regulating self-control. As we experience stress, we make it more challenging to nullify future stress because it reduces our ability to take control of the situation and then put things in proper perspective. The good news, there are steps we can take to reduce stress and dramatically improve how we train our brain to navigate stress in the future. According to James Carroll, there are times when we stop, we sit still, we listen, and breezes from a whole other world begin to whisper. Here are seven suggestions for keeping stress under control. Number one, no. And I've talked about this repeatedly. It's something I do very often. And I know for some people it offends them because my boundaries are so rigid. And when you say no, people tend to take it personally. But I guard my time very carefully. And that means when people make requests every single day on LinkedIn that I get, phone calls to do things, my answer is usually no. I'm not the guy for whatever it is you're looking for. Trying to sell me something? Not interested. In a 1-hour conversation when I know it's ultimately going to lead to a pitch for something I don't need, desire, or want. So my answer is no. And that's one major cause of stress is our ability to say no. And I can't emphasize that enough. I have people reach out every single day. Like I said, I can't take the time to entertain your feeble attempts to try to patronize me with meaningless conversation to get to the point where you're attempting to pitch me something. I just don't have the time because I know I've been in sales for 40 years. I know what you're up to. So if I'm really super interested in something, I'll take the time to reach out to the person who I think is most qualified to provide me with the advice or whatever it is I'm attempting to get. So my point is, when people ask you to do something and your intuition says, I don't feel like doing this, be true to that and say no and let that person deal with the ramifications of feeling guilty or shame. Because research from the University of California in San Francisco reveals that not saying no leads to more stress, burnout, depression. So Saying no more often guards you, insulates you, and allows you to help dissipate the effects of stress. Number two, detach. The technology we depend on today is highly addictive and reduces life satisfaction if we don't regulate it properly. The need to be connected constantly comes at a cost. And if we don't take the time to disconnect, we create the sense of urgency that increases stress by believing everything requires our immediate attention. That's the irony of the neuroscience behind these intoxicating devices. We got to give our mind and our body a break from technology, and I promise you'll notice a measurable improvement in your stress level. I've noticed this with many friends from LinkedIn that have migrated over to this new app called Clubhouse. I jumped on myself, but I'm sitting back observing, and I'm noticing a lot of people, boy, they are on that platform constantly, hours a day. And I'll tell you right now, you know, my approach to doing things is very different. You know, build a successful business, have a successful company, then use social media as a tool. If social media goes away, my business isn't affected. My revenue, my income isn't affected at all. Does it make things better? Absolutely. But is my livelihood contingent upon being on Clubhouse 5 hours a day in meaningless chat groups? Not for me personally. We have to be careful. I'm going to do things on that platform, but I plan to do things in the spirit of giving and a little less consumption. Number three, nullify. You know, it's difficult to appreciate the damaging effects of toxic individuals, but their influence increases stress and promotes negative emotions. Regulating these feelings is key at work. In our personal lives, it's simply a matter of establishing firm boundaries. Difficult people are very exhausting, and they don't realize it, but as an astute person that is proficient in the art of emotional intelligence and self-awareness, you pick up on the destructive behaviors and the instability that certain people have. And if you don't set firm boundaries, these people come into your life, and I call them energy vampires. They suck the life out of you because they're so needy. We have to set firm boundaries, and sometimes that entails setting such firm boundaries, the other person is left in disbelief because maybe you just ignore them. We need to be very careful about these people that pull us into these unhealthy relationships, whether it's at work, at gym, wherever else it may be, and all they do is talk about third-party information or lament about their personal problems. These people have issues, and you have to decide, am I going to be a therapist, or am I going to be true to myself and set firm boundaries. According to Hermann Hesse, within you, there is a stillness and a sanctuary to which you can retreat at any time and be yourself. Next, forgive. Harboring animosity has lasting implications on our mental health. When we think about stressful situations or painful experiences, our body activates its fight or flight mechanism. Research from Emory University shows this reaction leads to high blood pressure, heart disease, and a myriad of other complications. Holding on to stress has negative health consequences. Forgive and release yourself from the need to allow bad experiences in the past to adversely affect our physical and mental health. Next, mindful. Any form of meditation is beneficial, and it doesn't require the traditional forms of meditation most people are familiar with. The point? Practice mindfulness to reduce stress and regain a sense of self-control. Mindfulness helps reduce erratic thoughts and helps promote productivity and feelings of being calm. And for me, as I've discussed before, I meditate when I walk. I walk outside, fresh air, winter, spring, summer, fall, doesn't matter. I feel connected with nature and my creativity flows, and I feel a sense of serenity flow over my body. Next, context. It's easy to create a distorted perception of reality and manufacture outcomes that are largely imagined. We've all done it. I know many people that do. Our language offers remarkable insight into our propensity to blow things out of proportion. Words like always, never, nothing, that inflates the truth at the expense of keeping things in perspective. Identifying our exaggerated feelings helps us focus on the real source of anxiety, which will help us manage its impact. And finally, anchors. Asking for help is very difficult for many of us, and soliciting advice from trusted friends is essential during difficult times. We need strong support systems, quality friends, people we trust and rely on to help reduce the effects of stress and curtail the influence of thoughts that spiral out of control. Good friends keep those feelings in balance. Simply talking about our problems will give us some sense of peace and reassurance that we're not a taco short of a combination platter, that we're on the right track, and it helps alleviate all the negative effects of stressful situations. Quality friends can see things oftentimes we can't because they aren't emotionally invested in the situation like we are. Quality friends are extremely important to keeping stress under control. Joshua Holland said this, "Calmness is the cradle of power." You know, I know many of these ideas sound super simple. We've talked about these before, but I felt it was relevant to talk about these things again in a different context simply because so many people are reaching out and really struggling right now. But when we focus on doing some simple things, you'll find on a daily basis, our stress level starts to subside. Glad you joined us this week here on Anatomy of Success. I'm your host, Steve Wollenhaus. Until next week, let's stay focused, let's stay positive, and let's stay optimistic.